What tilchus naziris perkavi? Amar eni nazir eisa megaleach teglachus tahara yomechot ashloshim. If a person says I'm a nazir, so he cuts his hair when he's pure. He hasn't been defiled or anything. He cuts it on the 31st day. If he did it on the 30th day, he fulfills his obligation. Amar eni nazir shloshim yom. If he said I'm a nazir for 30 days, it means a full 30 days, then he must cut his hair only on the 31st day. If a man vowed to be a nazir twice, so he cuts his hair off for the first time on the 31st day, and the second one on the 61st day. In other words, the 31st day in which he cuts his hair counts as the first day of the new Nazirus. Gilechus Rishona Yom Shloshim, if he cut the first on the 30th day, the Gilechus Rishona Yom Shishim, then he cuts the second on the 60th day. Because you start counting on the 30th. Gilechus Yom Tishim V'chamishim, Tisha V'chamishim, if he did it on the 59th day, Yotza, it does count, Shem Shloshim Ola Lo Afro Minyi Nazir Shniyah, because the 30th day does count even for the second Nazirus, so the 59th is the 30th day of the second Nazirus. So even though he should wait for the 31st on the 60th, but it's still valid if he did it on the 59th. Gemo Amar Eni Nazir V'Nazir Kishiyah Liben. If a person says, I'm a Nazir and a Nazir when I have a son, V'Yilzcha Nazir Shalo, and he began his Nazirus, V'Akach Nalad Lo Ben, and then he had a son, Mashlem Shalo, so he completes this first one first, V'Akach Manash Lo Beno, and then he counts the one for his son. In other words, what he accepted upon himself was to be a Nazir, and a Nazir when his son would be born. So he does his first, and then the one for the birth of his son. Amar, if he said, Areni Nazir Kishili Ben, he said, first, I'm a Nazir when I have a son. Then, Areni Nazir Kach V'Kach Yom. Then I'm a Nazir so many days. Yizchol Nazir Shalo, V'Kach Nalo Lo Ben. Then he started his Nazirus first, and then the son was born. Posek Nazir Shalo, he interrupts his Nazirus. Amona Shobanoni starts counting that of his son. V'Achakach Hozer Mashim Shalo, then he completes his days, and he cuts off his hair and brings the sacrifices and so on. V'Reishtein Kinziris Achas, and they're all both considered like one Naziris. L'fikach, therefore, Yemitna B'toch Naziris Shobano Sosar Ko, if he becomes Tommy in the midst of the Naziris of his son, so all of it is undone, even his own Naziris. Since he started his, and he's going to have to finish his after his son, so if he became Tommy in the middle of his son's, what he did of his is also not counted and nullified. However, Nitma Achan Naziris Beno, if he already finished the Naziris of his son, Kishis Lashim Naziruso, now he started completing his Naziris that he had started before his son was born, and the Sosar Elad Naziris Beno. So it falls off only till the Naziris of his son, since he already finished the Naziris of his son and cut off his hair for that. Therefore, he wouldn't even have to subtract what he counted of his originally. He only subtracts until the end of the Naziris of his son. And how many days does he complete his? If there's 30 days or more of his pledge of Naziris left over after his son was born, then he counts the Naziris of his son, and he completes the amount of days that he had left over from his. However, if there is less than 30 days of his left over, then he must count a full 30 after the Naziris of his son, because there isn't between a haircutting and a haircutting less than 30 days. And since at the end of a son's haircutting he has to cut his hair, and then at the end of his haircutting he has to cut his hair, so there has to be at least 30 days there. Dalet Ketzad. Now the Rambam explains in more detail. Omer, if someone says, Areni Nazir Kishili Bein, Areni Nazir Me'ayom. I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and I'm a Nazir for 100 days. V'yizchob Nazir Shalom V'non Lo Bein. Then he started counting his Naziris, and he had a son. V'nishob Nameyash Anad Shloshim Yom. If of the 100 that he vowed, there are 30 days left over, or Yasser or more, Kishanon Lo Bein, when the son is born, Lo Hifzad Klom, he loses nothing.
Shiposing Nazir Shalo, he stops, he interrupts his original Nazirus. Umas Lamonis Shalbano, then he counts that of his son. Umagaleach, he cuts his hair off after his son's period is over. Umaydi Karbonoso, he brings his sacrifices. Then he completes the 30 or more that he has of his Nazirus, and he shaves for his Nazirus. If there's less than 30 left over, so they fall off until 70. Let's say there was 80. He did 70 already. There's only 10 left over. Those 10 fall off. He gets back to 70 because he has to have another 30 days. Now the Rambam gives an example. Ketzat. Nolad ben biyom shmonim. Let's say the son, he made 100 days of vow, and the son was born on the 80th day. Monash al-Bano, so he counts for his son. Umashim ishal b'no v'galeich, he finishes it, he cuts his hair off. Umash limnos me'achat teklach shloshim yom. Now there's only 20 days left, so he has to count 30 days. V'nitzamashim v'kodim v'volet asar yomim, shem yom shivim v'nivolet. So he loses 10 days from the 70 days until the day of the birth of his son. Those 10 days are lost. Chen kol kiyotzu v'zeh, the same would be true in any similar case. Vav. Omer harin nazar la'achar esrim yom. If a person says, I'm a nazar after 20 days. Chazviyom harin nazar mi'atamei yom. And then he says, I'm a nazar from now on, 100 days. Mon esrim yom. So he counts 20 days. In other words, 20 of the 100. Uposek, he interrupts the 100. He doesn't cut his hair off. Umasalim l'shloshim shi'a nazir shenada la'achar esrim. Then he starts counting the 30, which is the Nazirus that he vowed after 20. Then after the 30, he cuts his hair off in purity. He brings the sacrifices. And then he counts another 80 days in order to complete the 100 that he vowed at the end. Then he cuts his hair and brings the sacrifices. If he said, I'm a Nazir after 20 days, and a nazar from now on. Manush loshim yom, so he counts 30 days to be a nazar now. Umagaleach teglachas tahara, and he counts, and he cuts his hair off in the state of purity. V'chazam manush loshim yom, mecherev u'nazir shenada lachar esrim. Then he counts another 30 days, which are the nazirus that he vowed after 20. Since he started being a nazar right away, he has to count the first 30 days first. Because if he doesn't, if he counts 20 days now, and then 30 days of the second one, he'll have to count 30 all over again, because the 10 days aren't enough to count in the zeros. So that's why the Rambam says he should count the 30 days first. Then, because the Manush Loshim Yom, in other words, he doesn't start the next 30 days after 20, but he has to wait till 30, then he counts the second 30 days. For Nazir Shinad Lachar Esrim, that's the Nazirus that he vowed after 20 days. Shem Tovim, Manush Esrim Posek, Manush Loshim Megaleach, if you say count 20, stop, count 30, shave. Nishar min nazir shiyitzel baso yom uvad. There's only 10 days left over of the original Naziris. Vein ben tekachas tahara letekachas tahara l'olam basam shloshim yom. And there is never between the haircut in the state of purity to another haircut in the state of purity less than 30 days. Here there'd only be 10. So he has to finish the first one first. Chesam areni nazir l'achar esrim yom v'chazavam areni nazir olam yata. If he said I'm a nazir after 20 days, then he said I'm a nazir forever from now on. L'chol olam nazir shenada b'rishona. So the first Naziris that he made never falls upon him, since the second Nazirus, which is forever, begins before the 20 days, so there's no room for that Nazirus to fall. Tazvachin Omar, similarly, if he said, I'm a Nazir Shim Shalach Asim Yom, I'm a Nazir of Shim Shim after 20 days, Chazav Omar, I'm a Nazir Miata, and then he said, I'm a regular Nazir from now on, and Magaleach Nazir Zushinada Bachrona, he cannot cut his hair off for this vow that he made at the end. He is a nazir, but he can't cut his hair off because now he's a nazir shimshon who can't cut his hair, except for the end of the year, as we said previously. If a person said, I'm a nazir one day before I die, so he's forbidden to drink wine or to make himself tamei or cut his hair forever. If someone says, I'm a nazir the day that the son of David, the Mashiach, comes, if it's on a weekday, he's always forbidden. Mashiach could come any time. If it's on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov, Also Shabbos, also Yom Tov Mutar. That Shabbos and that Yom Tov is permitted. And from that day on, is forbidden forever. Now why are the first days it not a Nazir, and on the subsequent Shabbosim it is? So the Rambam explains. There's a question as to whether Mashiach can come on Shabbos and Yom Tov or not. Since it's a Suffolk on the day that he made the vow, if it's on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, the Naziris never fell upon him. Because when there's a doubt in Naziris, you're lenient. From then on, the Naziris is there already. The upcoming Shabbos, which is a doubt, does not exclude or take away the Naziris, which has already fallen upon him. A Nazir whose time is up and who did not cut his hair off in purity. So he may not do any of the things. He can't cut his hair, drink wine, defile to the dead, and all of the other, like before, with all of the other laws of Naziris. If he cut his hair or drank wine or became tame, then he is flogged. If a person made a vow to be a Nazir and thought that it wasn't a valid vow, and he didn't fulfill his vow and he drank wine, and after a while he asked the sage and the sage told him that it was a valid vow and he's obligated to do the Nazirus. So he counts from the time that he made the vow. Since he was inadvertently breaking the Nazirus. But if he sold from Shiina Gisik Yom Shrog Vimhatar, however, by rabbinic law, he has to add the additional amount of days with the prohibition of wine corresponding to the days in which he did drink the wine previously. Ketzer also. Mishanada Shoshim Yom Vinog Hatar Benidra Asar Yom Vinog Yisar Asrim Yom. He made a vow for 30 days. For 10 days he wasn't keeping it because he didn't realize it. And then for 20 days he kept it. Then after 30 days the sage said it's forbidden. So from the day that he has to make up 10 days corresponding to the 10 days which he didn't observe. If he drank or cut his hair or was tummy in these 10 days, you flog him by rabbinic law. When does this apply? For a small Naziris of 30 days. Arba b'naziris, meruba, but with a long naziris, da'yishinik shloshim yom b'naziris, and he made a mistake and didn't realize it was forbidden to drink wine, it's enough for him to make it up with 30 days of naziris. Apishav naziris and meruba kol yom, even though he transgressed all of his days on the longer naziris. Lona gisa ba'atzmo, eniskakim lo klal. If he did not fulfill this rabbinic law and make up the days of prohibition, then the sages do not seek to nullify this vow at all, even if they have a way of nullifying it. The Zainko based Inchin is Kakalazak, Yotivo, Medila Elu, Shivazal, and Benadarim, Shinchayavim, and Atara. Any base then that would nullify the vow of such a person as previously mentioned, or the like, or any base then that tells people who are not careful in their vows that they're not liable by Torah law, and they tell them that it's not really a Torah law. Or they tell them to be lenient concerning vows. Or they tell them, we'll find you an excuse, we'll find you a way out. And also based in a hedget, such an incompetent person should be excommunicated. If a woman vowed to be a Nazir, the days of her Naziris are over. She brought her sacrifices. One of the animals was slaughtered already. The blood was sprinkled. Then her husband found out about it. Even if she hasn't shaved her hair yet, and the Yochel Hafer, he can no longer nullify the Naziris, which ordinarily he has a power to do, but not here. From Kodem Zrika is the offer. If it's before the blood of the sacrifice was sprinkled, he may still annul the Naziris. The Medvam and when does this apply to Glachas Tahara, if we're talking about the cutting of the hair in a state of purity? Amu B'tik Glachas Tuma, but if it's the cutting of the hair when she has been defiled, which her Naziris falls off, and she has to bring sacrifices and start all over again, Yofri may null it, even though the sacrifices of the offering of Tumah were brought, because she would still have to count another Naziris and he can say, I don't want my wife doing a Naziris. And since she would have to recount it, he then has the right to nullify the vow.